Le'ili nishmas of klenish kamin ben vili melech. Yivamus berek beiz mishnah aleph. Ketzed eishes achiv shelo haya ba'olama. What is the case of an eishes achiv, his brother's wife, where the brother was not in the world at the same time that the dead brother was alive? Shnei achim umeis echad meim. There are two brothers and one of them dies. So let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies first. V'nolo lehen ach. And after Reuven dies, Shimon is always around. Then Levi's born. But what's important to note is that Reuven died, Shimon didn't marry Reuven's wife yet, and Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum. So nobody did Yibum to this lady. And now, once Levi is born, Shimon, the second brother, marries Reuven's wife, Vomes, and now Shimon dies. So now this lady, who was initially Reuven's wife, while Levi wasn't around, Shimon married her after Levi was born, and now Shimon died. Shimon also had another wife. Harishona yotzes mishum eishes achiv shelo haya ba'olamo. So according to everybody, the first lady, let's call her Yocheved, that was first married to Reuven, Levi cannot marry her because she's an eishes achiv shelo haya ba'olamo. She's his brother's wife where they weren't in the world at the same time. Like we learned in the previous parak, Yibum only applies to two brothers that were alive at the same time. So he can't marry her. She's an erva to him. She's his brother's wife. And that's one of the arayas. He can't marry her. And therefore, v'hashniya mishum tzarasa, that even Shimon's other wife, meaning the second brother's other wife, that had no relation to him, since Shimon's first wife is aser to Levi because that's an erva to Levi, it's eishesach shelo haya ba'olamo, so too the tzara, the second wife of Shimon, is also aser to Levi. He does not even do yibum to her as well, or chalitza. Also b'maimer, but what happened if this the middle brother, Shimon, the second brother, didn't do Yibum to Reuven's wife? Rather, he did a maimer. Maimer, by Yibum, the only way to mekayim Yibum d'oraisa is with bias, with relations. But if he, like the Rav brings, if he was mekadosh her with kesef, he just gave her money for kiddushin, it's not kiddushin gemurim. Taisisantav says, lav dafka money, it's also with a shtar, as he brings down in the Gemara, in the Rambam. So it's lav dafka. So the point is he doesn't do a complete kiddushin, and then vames, and then Shimon dies. Shnia choyletzes v'lomis yabemes. Shimon's second wife, not the wife that he did yibum from Reuven, but his other wife choyletzes. Now to Levi, the brother that was just born, he does chalitza v'lomis yabemes, but he does not do yibum. Why does he do chalitza? Don't we know that it's tsaras erva? You don't do chalitza. So in this case, it wasn't really a tzara to Yocheved, to the woman from the first marriage that Shimon did Yibum to, because Shimon really didn't marry her completely. It really wasn't Yibum. Because tzaras by two wives only is by Yibum or Kiddushin Gemurim. V'lomis Yabez, but he does not do Yibum to her. Why not? Why can't he do Yibum to this other girl if his second brother Shimon didn't really marry the first one, they're not tzaras erva, so the second one was really the only lady that Shimon was married to. So there, because Lamaisa, since he was Kona, the first one, a little bit, it's like a little bit of a tzaras erva. And anytime there's not a complete kiddushin, he does chalitza and not yibum. And the truth is, Taisisanta brings down, that even if he just didn't do a mimer, let's say Shimon didn't do anything, he didn't say anything, he wasn't mekadosher, he also would only do chalitza to the tzara. Levi would only do chalitza to the tzara when Shimon dies, because there's still a strong relation that Shimon has with Yocheved, that first wife, because he's zakuk to yibum. That almost creates like an erison. And therefore, since there's a strong connection, even before he actually even marries her like a b'miksas, they're still considered sort of tsaras to each other in a certain way. And that's why even if he didn't say a mimer, he would still, Levi would only do chalitza and not ibum on the tsara, that second wife of Shimon.